Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه الأتقياء أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا صدق الله العظيم Respected and honorable elders, my young brothers and sisters listening at home, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yesterday we talked about something very important, which was how can we protect and safeguard our most valuable asset, which is our iman. And alhamdulillah, we discussed a few things what we should do throughout our lives. So inshallah, by doing so, we will inshallah, that will be a means of safeguarding our iman. My dear brothers and sisters, iman is something which we take for granted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who blesses and grants a person iman. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle Abu Talib, we all know Abu Talib, his uncle, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a young boy, and obviously his father had passed away even before he was born, whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in his mother's womb, his father had passed away. And then afterwards his grandfather took care of him, and then after his uncle took care of him, Abu Talib, for many years. And Abu Talib looked after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and loved his nephew Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than his own children. That's how much he loved him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta, walakin Allah yahdi man yasha." You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was his desire it was his wish until his uncle's last breath, until his uncle's last breath, so much so that Rasulullah put his ears near his uncle's face and his mouth. He said, "Oh uncle, just testify, just say La ilaha illallah once, so I can intercede on your behalf on the day of judgment." But you see, iman is something which is not in anyone's hands. To give a person guidance, to give a person the ability and the tawfiq to utter the kalima, and for a person to say the shahada for a revert, it is only in Allah's hands. Allah says, "Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta," you cannot guide whom you wish. "Walakin Allah yahdi man yasha," but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives guidance whoever He wishes. And it wasn't the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his uncle to accept Islam, and he didn't accept Islam. That's why it is mentioned in the books of hadith that Abu Talib, his uncle, will, although he will have punishment in the hellfire, but he will have the least punishment. He will have the least punishment, not just because he loved his nephew Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he also protected Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, either directly or indirectly. You can say that he also assisted Islam as well. He also assisted Islam. You can understand it directly or indirectly, he assisted Islam. Let's take another example. The day before yesterday, at the last page of the 28th juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives two examples. One example He gave is ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا امْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ وَامْرَأَةَ لُوطٍ. The wife of Nuh alayhi salam and the wife of Lut alayhi salam, the prophets' wives. Two great prophets, Prophet Nuh, Prophet Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. Their wives, they didn't, due to their actions, understand, why did they not die as believers? Due to their wrong actions. That's why. Due to their wrong actions in their lifetime, they were not fortunate to die with iman. If you look at the 12 Jews of the Quran, Prophet Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam says to his son that board on the ship, you will be saved. And it wasn't in his fate. He drowned. He died as a disbeliever as well. On the other hand, subhanallah, look at two extremes. On the other hand, you have Fir'aun. Fir'aun was one of the few people in history who claimed to be God. And we shall read it today in the Quran. فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. Fir'aun claimed to be God. His wife, she accepted iman because she was living in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. His wife, Fir'aun's wife, was called Asiya radiyallahu anha. She was a great lady. She was a great lady. And she accepted iman in a time and in a place and in a house where her husband said he was God. Imagine, think about that. Imagine how difficult it was for her. Imagine how much test and difficulty she went through. Today we shall also read in Surah Fajr, وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ. Autad means, you know, you get big nails. You know, you use those nails to, when you go camping on a tent. What is it called? Pegs. Thank you. Pegs. So something like a peg. Fir'aun used to torture people who didn't believe in him as a god. He used to torture them by digging pegs in their hands on the floor and their feet. And this is the same punishment he gave his wife as well, Asiya, because she believed in one Allah. Because she believed in one Allah. And so much so, it is mentioned in the books of the tafsir that he ordered his soldiers to get a big rock to place on his wife's chest. That was about to happen, and Hazrat Asiya made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَنَجِّنِي مِن فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. O Allah, give me salvation and protection from Fir'aun and his actions and his men. Just before the rock was put on her chest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took her life. She passed away. And her status in the sight of Allah is such that she is one of the three women. There's a hadith in which Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there were many men who were complete in their iman, in their faith, in their determination. There were many men who were complete. But in regards to women, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned three or four women who were complete in their faith, in their conviction, in their sacrifice, in their determination. One of them was the wife of Fir'aun. And another one I can remember was the mother of Isa alayhi salam, Hazrat Maryam radiallahu anha. That's why it is also mentioned that in the hereafter, Hazrat Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, will be made to marry our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That these were just some examples of the qurbani and the sacrifice the people had made before us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast on iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve our iman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah the last thing we utter before we leave this world. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Salatul Isha. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Straighten your rows and close the gaps.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين
الله أكبر
سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.